It is now time for the feature bag of the week.
Access granted.
All right, now we've got a special presentation here.
Oh boy, do we ever!
Just before the Mono a Mono show here,
we are so lucky.
Now, what's interesting though is if you go to our website, yes. www.monoamonoradio.com.
That's the one.
Click on the icon that takes you to our Bandcamp page.
Yeah.
There's a band on there named Cyanide Kiss.
Yes.
That was the first ever Mono a Mono live to air.
That's right.
That's on. You can download it in here.
Yeah.
And now...
This isn't as awkward anymore.
No, it's kind of nice. And this is going to be the first ever band performing right here in the brand new Sound FM studio.
How serendipitous is that?
I know. So, as I've been saying, we've got Cyanide Kiss here. Now, DJ...
DJ Ad-Rock...
DJ Ad-Rock
was talking to them earlier.
Yeah.
And because we've only got... Two of the members here of Cyanide Kiss.
So we've got Matt Cross here and Mike Katnack.
That's right.
Right.
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going?
Yeah. Good to see you. And now, from what I understand, Jeff, Adam, and Matt are here, but they're out tending to Jeff, who's sick in the van.
Adam, and Rob.
Yeah, sorry.
Matt's right there.
My mistake.
Sorry, Matt.
It's okay. There's a lot of us. It's confusing. But yeah, Jeff's very sick. He's out in the van, and they are doing CPR and everything they can to keep him alive.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So, before you guys perform, and what I hear is you've been recording and kind of putting together some new Cyanide Kiss material.
Every week we are practicing very hard, twice a day.
Wow, two a days.
It's like two days a week.
About two days a week.
Yeah. Well, I don't even.
So
know.
Every day
we think about it.
Yeah, we think.
You think about it two times a day. But you only practice two times a week.
Right.
Okay, got it.
But it's very rigorous. It's a long time.
Yeah. It is a long time.
It is.
Yeah,
because you guys have taken quite a hiatus. We haven't heard from you guys in a while.
It's true. We've been on a hiatus.
Is there a reason behind why you guys kind of not broke up? Because you're obviously back together and it's the same members. But...
I blame Matt here. Matt keeps having these kids. We can't practice as much.
That'll get in the way.
I've been having a lot of kids, but it's it's for the reason of. A long-term investment, Cyanide Kiss will go on into the future, but I need to have four male babies, so I'm just...
You keep on trying.
Right. I'm at six girl babies right now.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
How did you even get the time to get to be here today?
Well, they're also out in the van.
Oh, no. Okay.
The other two
I hope
are...
you cracked the window.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so, now, this new recording of Cyanide Kiss, from what I've heard, is you're kind of taking on, not necessarily everyone, but I've noticed a lot of different new instruments.
We got the cowbell.
The cowbell is back.
Yeah. Oh.
Nice. That is a nice cowbell.
You know what, and as far as I've seen with bands with cowbell, you're like the pro of it.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta say.
Way better than golden earring.
It's a lot of practice. It's hard to be an expert at the cowbell.
Yeah.
It's okay to be good, but to be an expert takes a lot of time and practice.
Like a real long time.
Yeah.
At least twice a week.
Maybe two times a day. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. We've got some prepared... Oh, go ahead.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
You know, you go ahead. Matt, please, the floor is yours.
I was just going to say, we have some of the old classic instruments still, you know, the ones that hold true.
Right.
With the word tested and true. And then we have a whole new set of ones.
Oh, nice. A whole spectrum.
Oh, some bongos. Oh, wow. Yeah. Do you have a slide whistle?
We have a whistle.
Cool.
But not a slide whistle.
Oh. And before, a lot of the writing kind of went on... collaborative, and I imagine it started with kind of Rob. How's the writing going on now?
It's going really well. Another reason that we were on hiatus was Rob, he couldn't remember the lyrics to his own songs, which became a big problem. So
it's kind of like when a baseball player gets the yips.
The yips?
Yeah, when they can't throw, you can't throw.
Can you name one?
Can I name one?
Name a ball player who's got the yips.
Chuck Knoblauch.
Chuck Knoblauch.
And Rick Ankiel.
Rick Ankiel. Rick Ankiel.
Two ball players right there that got the yips. Bad case.
Yips.
Rick Ankiel had to switch from being a pitcher to an outfielder because he couldn't pitch anymore. And he was a promising young pitcher in the Cardinal pitcher in the Cardinals organization.
Did they
Chuck Knoblauch had to switch positions because he got the yips.
Did they put him in right field?
They did.
Oh, that's the worst.
I believe Ankiel was a center fielder.
That's where I played all through there forever.
No, he also played right.
And center.
Because of his arm, he played right as well. I think he started in right.
They put the worst players in right field.
Yeah.
No, they don't. They put the players with the best arms in right because it's the furthest from home plate.
Oh, maybe that's why they put me in right field always.
No, they probably put you in right field because you were the worst player because... kids tend to pull the ball all the time,
and
so
no one hits
left-handed when they're kids, really.
Oh, wow. That's a great story.
Me and Mike are dropping baseball knowledge on y'all.
Wow. Man. So, do you kind of, like, I know in the past you used to do a lot of Blue Jay chants on stage. Do you still kind of go with that?
Not anymore, no. I've kind of stopped that for now.
Frank Thomas!
Ever since Frank Thomas left?
Ever since Frank the Tank's gone.
Okay.
Now, much of your writing deals with an Eastern model of spirituality, and even more so, starting with your trip.
Your trip when you went to India.
And I believe the ideology of spirituality is making its way slowly over here, but the music is also very beautifully dark. Can you comment on the spirituality of your music?
Definitely we can. The one member, Jeff, did go to India in search of himself, and he found himself, and he started a percussion solo project with himself, and this was...
This sounded weird.
Did he
said
that.
Strangely enough, it had to do with meat products, which he would beat upon.
Right. And so he's been doing that nonstop, it seems, more than twice a week.
And he has since lost his eyesight.
Oh, Matt.
If only Jeff were here
to defend himself.
Exactly, and hear you talking about
it. He's in the
like
van,
that.
Though, so maybe later we can get a microphone down there.
Well, he's listening, but probably on a 15-second delay, so we can expect him storming up the stairs in no time.
Yeah.
Well, you know what we'll do? We've got one of these new tracks where... From what I've read, like, Adam, who was your ex-bass player, I might say now, because now it seems like he's more taking on an acoustic guitar role.
That's true. That's one of the switching to a different instrument. He's definitely switched it up and thrown away his guitar. He actually burnt and threw it away.
Oh, wow. It, like, never wants anything to do with bass ever again?
Nope. Completely gone.
Wow. So he's, like, the acoustic guitar prodigy now.
You could say it, yeah.
Okay. Well, so these tracks, what track do we want to get to here?
Let's go with, ASDF, do you think?
ASDF.
All right, and does ASDF feature Adam on the acoustic guitar?
This is Adam on the acoustic guitar. Since Rob forgot how to memorize the lyrics, we just scrapped all lyrics going forward. So it's all instrumental. You can hear Mike subtly in the background with the...
Little cowbell.
Finger snaps, I think.
Yep.
Okay, and, cool. So, we'll get to this, but then you guys are going to perform in the studio after this, I think?
Sure, yeah. We'll get the guys from the truck, and we'll do an old classic.
All right, sounds good. So, here is a brand new Cyanide Kiss track... right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono, this is ASDF by Cyanide Kiss.
All right. We are back. That was ASDF by Cyanide Kiss, their latest recording. We're looking forward to so much more from them. But now, speaking of more from Cyanide Kiss, we've got a special treat. A live in-studio performance. Guys, what are you going to be playing for us today?
We're going to be playing a classic hit by Cyanide Kiss, When I.
All right, here we go. This is When I on the Mono A Mono Show here on 100.3 Sound FM.
Because we've got a little bit of time right here before
Nightmare Radio.
Yeah. We're going to get... Now, Rob and Adam and Jeff have coming back out of the...
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming back in.
for a little bit, and we're gonna do one more classic.
One more jam. Mike?
A classic Cyanide Kiss song.
What one are we gonna hear?
Matt.
Need.
All right.
Here we go. Neat. This is Cyanide Kiss live in studio here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a mono. Guys, that was amazing. I've never quite heard anything like that before.